These are the last of the last days. Oh, somewhere between 2003 and 2005, Jesus will come back. I say that kind of boldly because I'm concluding some things. It ain't going to happen in the year 2000 because everybody thinks it's going to happen in the year 2000. See, there's a scripture that has to come to pass where the scoffers have to begin to mock and scoff, you see what I'm saying? And they'll do that after the year 2000. Oh, they said he was going to come, but he ain't here yet. And right when they start talking that talk, around 2003, 2005, Jesus will break through the sky and those of us who remain shall be changed and caught up to meet him in the air. So now, Brother Dolly, you got real bold. You calling dates out. Oh, you wait till you hear what I got to teach to you now. I said 2003, 2005, you understand? Giving you some room so you know. And, of course, what if I'm just wrong and it's 1999? You just need to get yourself ready to go. Woo, glory, you need to get yourself ready to go. And Jesus said, I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And I'm telling you, debt is a wrinkle.
So now he's going to preach the prosperity gospel. But, I mean, even beyond that, here, this was 1999. And he makes the prediction of when Jesus is going to break through the sky.
Wow.
And he's giving a two-year window, so he's giving himself 2 years latitude. But beyond that, you know what he's banking on? Creflo Dollar is banking on the fact that people have short memories.
Right.
So they've all but forgotten the fact that he made this prediction.